Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl Family.
No. I was wearing my Great Big Owl t-shirt in bed last night.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
What Great Big Owl t-shirt?
Dave Cribb gave me a Great Big Owl
t-shirt.
Whoa! I did ages ago, yeah.
Just pull up 1 second. So this is Great Big Owl, of which I am a fifth partner. I own a fifth of Great Big Owl.
You didn't know that you had t-shirts?
Didn't even know there were t-shirts. I know there are trays. I know that we have two Great Big Owl.
Mouse mats.
We got mouse mats for all those mice that everyone's got these days.
Yeah, and t-shirts. I'll get it out of the wash bag in a minute and send you a pic. It's quite something.
I don't want you to send me a picture of your soiled garments. Unbelievable.
I have a picture somewhere on my Instagram of me in it. Although I was talking to my mum the other day and she was saying how nice it is that I'm part of the Big Fat Owl family.
I love it when parents get brand names wrong and never change. Like my mum used to call Big Brother Brothers. That's just what she called it. I've been watching Brothers. I love Brothers.
Brothers?
Brothers. No idea what she's talking about. Still does it.
Hilarious.
To
yeah.
That is funny.
Oh, I've done that thing where I completely forgot. I had a thing to say and I've completely forgotten what it is. It's not a great start, is it? What were we talking about? Helen's t-shirt.
Yeah.
Great Big Owl t-shirt.
My mum calling you
Big Fat Owl. No, someone said mouse mats. Are they still on? I'm intrigued. Do people still have mouse mats?
No. Come on. Surely not.
No. Well, I don't know. There might be.
You don't need a mouse mat for the modern mouse, do you? But does that mean that people still don't use them?
But yeah, well, that's what the mouse mat was for, to make a sort of clean, a safe space for the roly ball, a safe space for your computer balls to roll around on. But they don't have balls anymore, do they? They've got lasers now.
They've been castrated.
Been cancelled. They've cancelled mice.
Maybe some people out there do have them. Well, you must have had this conversation when you ordered the mouse mats, surely.
I didn't even know we had mouse mats, to be honest.
That was above my pay grade, as we've already established, Helen. As we've already established, when they had the merch meeting, I was obviously on the golf course that day.
Well, if you ever want to borrow my t-shirt,
have you got a mug as well?
Yeah,
you got a Great Big Owl mug?
I'd love to borrow your Great Big Owl t-shirt as well.
There's definitely loads of mugs knocking about. I think they're just in the office.
Okay, we've got to clear our office out, Dave. Sorry to bring it once more.
I wanted to ask you about this. What's going on with your office? What are you going to do?
Well, we're finally going to stop paying that company that we wanted to stop paying every year ago. May, which is now, it's now May, isn't it?
It turns out paying rent on an office for a podcasting company is quite crippling financially. Who knew?
That's actually when nobody's used it for a year.
No, yeah, we've essentially stored a lot of mice mats in there and some microphones, and that's about it, really, and some chairs, you know, and we've kept them in a room for a year, and it's basically cost us several thousand pounds a month.
We used it as a storage facility for cash, haven't we? The people in the storage facility are just taking the cash every day.
Oh, I see.
That's all that's really happening.
That's what it is. Yeah. God, that's so true.
Aww. But you're going to move out. You're going to say goodbye.
The owl is leaving the nest.
We are building a den of mouse mats and trays, and we're going to live in that. That's the plan. We're going to live on Hampstead Heath, just surrounded by our
t-shirts.
Merch. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be great. So, how have our weeks been then, team? What's the chat? What's the gossip? We are back on Sunday, by the way, recording on a Sunday, so you'll get some legit Sunday vibes. You know, a good couple of yawns
from
Dave.
It'll feel more topical, won't it? Well, the satire segment of the show will be a bit more up to date.
We'll do some London Mayor zingers. Bound to be one or two.
That's good. Massive election bants.
All the elections, of course.
I mean, I've got news, guys, as well, you know.
What? What? What do you mean?
I've finished it.
Oh! I can't believe we didn't start with that.
Dave.
I've got my medal. I've got my actual medal. It's so good. It's really heavy.
For a jog.
It's really substantial.
Was it worth the £30 that we've all been conned
100%.
Out of?
Well, 100% it was worth the £30. It's actually £40 because £30.
What?
It's 35, wasn't it, plus the £5 postage fee. But that I understand
the
£5.
You have to pay postage.
You've already paid it, monks. You've already paid it.
Too late. You've already
it's
been skinned
for
that.
Thing you've already done,
oh,
yeah.
For God's sake.
If you haven't listened before, we're all doing a virtual Land's End to John O'Groats.
It's a scam.
At various speeds, I'd say. Where are you guys? I've just finished it now. A silver medal, got my silver. Lizzie obviously got the gold 7 weeks ago or something.
Hang on a second. Is that how it works? If you come first, you get a gold.
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Oh, God.
Sort of
oh, my God. That was
speaking figuratively. Yeah.
Okay, good. But if I'd known there was an element of that in it, I would have been absolutely...
That would be good, wouldn't it, for your team, wouldn't it?
And I'd have been on a treadmill the whole time, mate. In fact, no, I wouldn't. Yeah. I'd have just strapped my Apple Watch to my child. and I'd already be in Iceland if I'd done that.
Enjoy your wooden medal when it arrives.
Yeah.
For the £40, exactly. You think they would come up with some kind of system where they hire arkers, but no... Mm. Just a big bulk order of trashy medals.
It's not trashy. It's great. It's honestly, it feels so substantial. I love it.
Oh, really?
Anyway, secondary news, guys. Me and Lizzie were not content with just cycling off the end of
You're not
Scotland.
Doing the German romance one, are you?
No, we're not. No.
The channel? Are you swimming the channel?
Nope. I've started. Let me find out where
Mount
I am.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
I'll tell you where I am.
I bet you do. Okay.
And you can work out what I'm doing.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
Geography.
Mm-hmm. Love
that.
Oh,
yeah. It does. It, and I'm trying to pad for time because I don't want Helen to be like, the app's really slow. That's why you're not saying it. Yeah. But it is just loading slowly.
It's terrible. Don't fall for it. It's
well,
appalling.
Okay. So do you want like, how close do you want the location to be? Do you just want the region that I'm in, or do you want a specific?
Give us some towns and cities and things. You know, I mean, if those are there, unless it's just Antarctica
or something.
Well, I've
just passed somewhere called Preston Heights.
Oh, he's in America. You're doing from coast to coast in America, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to need more than that, Tom.
Are you?
You need more specific than that. I'm in Chicago.
Right. Oh,
on the outskirts of Chicago. Outskirts.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing a national park?
No.
Top to bottom in America? Are you going from the top bit to the bottom bit? Canada to Mexico?
No, you're right. You've got it right.
Oh, coast to coast. Oh, right.
It's sort of coast to coast. But
hang on. How are you already in Chicago then?
Well, it's not coast to coast. It's east
to
west is what I meant.
Right.
It's across.
Right.
Am I allowed to look on a map?
Yeah, if you want to, absolutely.
New York to LA is the obvious one?
No, I wouldn't be Chicago. Yeah, would I?
No. Sure.
What I will say is I started in Chicago.
Oh, right, okay, good, that's better. although, do you know what I've discovered this week? My phone has been keeping my paces for the Le Jog app, and I've played two rounds of golf, so I've walked miles this week.
Oh, that is good, isn't it?
Wow,
it's really
good.
Yeah, who knew golf could be exciting, guys? I'm literally going to get a medal for playing golf. Oh, no, what's that? I did get a cup for playing golf on Tuesday.
You won your golf game.
Did you?
Yeah, I won.
Have we already talked about this and I've just blanked it out?
No,
Helen, the problem is, it's the problem with, like, the I see Tom at work, I see, he's already told me socially on the phone, and then we had a meeting when we were writing the leak earlier this morning where he got his trophy.
Poor
this is another.
This is
the fourth
awful.
Time that
it
I'm
is,
hearing this story.
Yeah. Yeah, and consider, Dave, that is probably about 5% of how many times I've told the story. And there really isn't a story. I played in a golf. I mean, it wasn't a game, Helen, more of a tournament, more of a championship, more of an event. And I won the whole thing, mate.
That is pretty good.
Thank you.
Of all the
Helen.
Stories you tell, I'd say that was in the top 10 of most interesting.
Blunting the force of your compliment a little bit there, feeling less complimented.
How many were there in the gang?
Oh, several.
Yeah.
That is more than two.
14.
Okay. 14?
Really?
Four zero.
4-0.
Well, that is quite very impressive, yeah.
Thank you. Guys, five over par.
Did you get a hole in one?
Par. No, I didn't, but I was five over par. It was good. It was a good day. It was a good day for golf. It was a bad day for other comedians, which is a good day for me.
Dave, are you going from Chicago to Florida?
No. I'm going to end up in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Oh.
In Los Angeles.
Right, so you're going from Chicago. Oh, has it got like a cool...
I want a specific. There's a specific thing that...
Oh, is it a highway? Is it a highway?
Yeah,
is
go
it
on.
Like the I-95 or something?
What's the famous one?
The M1.
Think England cricket captain.
Oh, okay. You are on the... I-Calatherton.
No, current England cricket captain.
Famous roads in America.
Route
47 or whatever it's called. Route 66.
Area 101.
Route 66.
Route 66.
Oh, that's beautiful. That next. Lovely. Oh,
that took us a while, didn't it?
Oh, it's yet another.
That must
another
be frustrating for the listeners listen. Who... Yeah, who knew?
Everyone was yelling it out from the start.
Also, points to anyone who worked out the song that I was referring to, the I-95 down to Pensacola. All I got was a bunch of holy rollers. They don't know nothing about saving me. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, well, lovely to chat to you guys.
This is stranger than normal, this episode, isn't it? I think the Sunday doesn't help because Sunday's a bit of a hangover day, isn't it, as well? I think that's what we've realised.
Some delirium today. Got some delirium. We had yesterday, my wife did a book event, an online book event for the Stay at Home Festival, which is a really cool thing for lots of authors to do. What they're called, not Zoom calls. You do like a sort of Zoom broadcast to people about your books and stuff. And her idea was called the Bookshop Bonanza. And three authors all break into a bookshop late at night at like 8 p.m. when the bookshop's closed. And then they just broadcast from bookshop and you just talk about what's in there and you talk about your favourite books. Nice idea.
Yeah, it's great.
And she had to get two author friends to be ready to do this. And one of them, who shall remain nameless, but you can very quickly work it out if you look at my Twitter feed, one of them pulled out 90 minutes before they were due to go live.
Oh, did they have a really good reason?
Well, yeah, they did, to be fair. They'd got stuck in their car and they couldn't move. So they were literally like, they were saying, I'll do it from the car, but it really isn't the same as doing it from a bookshop. So we had to we had to find an author and a bookshop who could go live and let us break into their bookshop within an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh, it's like you're on one of the boring films from Boring Film Club.
Yeah, what, one of the brilliant movies like Contact?
Yeah, I was thinking of what's that one where Tom Cruise tries to get into the Pope place and get the gems. Do you know the one I mean?
Angels and Demons.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
You know what I mean.
What did she say?
She said Tom Cruise.
Oh, right. I didn't even notice that.
It was like that. But it was all fine in the end. But it was very stressful. Anyway, so last night I had two times beers. So this morning, you're right, Dave, slightly hungover.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you know what I've been drinking recently and I've become obsessed is Guinness.
I went through a little Guinness phase last year.
Did you? Yeah. I think maybe I've got like iron deficiency or something. That's why I'm craving it.
They used to tell pregnant women to drink Guinness. My mum was told to drink Guinness when she was pregnant with me. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Yeah.
It's a lie, but yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. So well, I always sort of forget about the existence of Guinness. And every now and again, I'm like, oh, yeah. Because it doesn't really, it's not really like an ale. And it's not like a lager. It's its own, I mean, I know it's a stout. It's almost like there's red wine and white wine. And then there's a third type of wine.
Stout.
Oh, yeah, rosé.
Mix them together.
It's amazing.
That's what Guinness is. Guinness is what happens when you mix ale with lager, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Oh,
I thought that was a Dave Cribb fact.
Yeah, it would have been good though, wouldn't it? I was sort of tempted because I think at least one of you would have gone and taken that into life and told other people.
Yeah.
Definitely both of us.
What is your favourite drink combo / cocktail?
Drink combo / cocktail?
Well, I wouldn't call, like, I love a lager top, but I wouldn't call that a cocktail.
Is that not we're calling that a cocktail? I've opened a new cocktail bar. We do a range of drinks. Lager top. A shandy.
White wine with ice. Why can't they, if they renamed a lager top something like, you know, Sexy Friday, you know, like a Sex on the Beach type name.
A lemon fizz,
thank you. Yeah, I think a lager top needs to be rebranded. Can I get a lemon fizz, please, mate? Yeah, you can, mate. Yeah, no worries. Let's watch the football.
So what's the original question? What's your favourite drinks combination?
/ cocktail. You can say a cocktail if you like, but, you know, when you get a drinks coming together to make a new drink. So now, when a mummy and daddy drink love each other very much and they give birth to a new drink.
Somebody gave me a Prosecco in their garden the other day, a Prosecco with grapefruit fizzy from a can, a grapefruit fizz. And that was, I think that's a cocktail though, isn't it? It's a type of cocktail, probably.
It counts as a cocktail. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Good. Dave?
I'm just really, again, all the way back to being a child and probably the first time I ever discovered, I think it was in Subway, was maybe the first shop that had the drinks fountain as a child, you know? And just the mixing of all the fizzy drinks.
Yes!
Oh, well, you can do that in Five Guys, can't you now?
The Coke Fanta sort of combo, that kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that
which I believe is actually a real thing in Germany, or that might just be an urban myth, but that's what people used to say that as a kid.
I think you're thinking of words when they jam words together and make new words. fine. All right.
It's called a Mezzo Mix, and it's an official Coca-Cola drink introduced in Germany in 1973.
Oh, wow. It's
commonly known as a Spezi, huh?
No, hang on. Is this a Dave Cribb lie that you want us to take out into the world, or are we allowed? Can we take this on into future conversations?
It's absolutely real. That one is real. There's a Wikipedia and everything.
Everything on this podcast is truthful. Anyone, any comments before we go to the ads? Anyone got any idea, by the way, what we're going to do in the second half of the show?
The WhatsApp
agenda.
Oh, the format. The format's going to rescue us, guys. It's all going to be fine. Okay, see you in a sec then.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Scott Hancock, and I host From Queer to Eternity, a new podcast exploring what it means to be queer, where we have conversations like this.
I look at younger generations and go, you can just Google this stuff.
The fact that the only mention of queerness was don't get AIDS.
If I'd been marrying a girl, that would not have happened.
Maybe we can find a universality that we weren't aware of before.
That's why this podcast's so great, because actually, well, I guess we just don't think to speak of this stuff, and yet it's part of our fabric.
From Queer to Eternity, available to listen to now from the Great Big Owl Company.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We've had quite a lot of chat in the WhatsApp. So having to scroll through all of our chat. Should we have a separate WhatsApp for our WhatsApp agenda?
This is
WhatsApp spiral.
So unnecessarily complicated. But yeah, I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah.
The WhatsApp group that we use, by the way, is still called Boring Film Club from the original days. Well, that was the only reason we used to talk, me, you and Tom.
It's true that our WhatsApp group is now completely hijacked by us because life is inching its way back to normal. It's hijacked by us saying, can we do Thursday? Well, about 2 on Friday. 2 a.m.? Yeah, okay, fine. Like, it's just us trying to organise when we can actually get all three of us together.
Let me take you back to last Sunday. Did we talk about estate WhatsApp group?
No, we didn't do that. That was the first thing Helen said after we recorded last week. That was the first message.
Oh, she said that immediately, did she? Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So, it's all been kicking off on the WhatsApp group for my, I say estate, it's like a very posh estate. It's I live in like a courtyard of lots of flats and there's a very big mix of like homeowners, renters. Anyway, lots of opportunity for tension. Somebody from one of the flats had a meeting of 6 people outside in the communal garden and they lit a fire.
Oops.
And I personally think it's fine, but I do understand why people would find that annoying. But anyway, rather than go down and talk to them about it and say, I'm not sure you can have it, was a very small fire. Some of the neighbours decide to call the fire department 999.
Brigade, yeah, sure.
I actually think they should be called the water brigade because they bring water, not fire, don't they?
They don't bring fire, that's good. That's a good point.
So
yes.
They came in their water van and it was so embarrassing. These like six fire people in like...
Hang on. No, they're not fire people. They should be called six watermen.
Water boys.
Water people, you're right, water people.
They arrived and they're like, you know those massive like flame retardant like suits with their big hats on or whatever it is, and they marched into the garden and they saw there was this tiny fire and they said, well, that's not dangerous, so that's fine, you can carry on. So then the neighbours, because I don't know, and still hadn't gone down to talk to them, decided to call 999 again, but this time ask for the police. A police car turned up with three police officers, so then they went into the garden and again said, there's not really anything we can do about this. This is an emergency.
They're really wasting emergency department time here, aren't they?
I know. Well,
famously, the police and the water brigade have got huge amounts of time on their hands, so this is fine. Yeah, they're all really over-resourced and overstaffed, so it's fine.
I know. I just wonder what they said to them to get them here so quickly, because I guess if you call up and you say there's trespassers and there's a fire, but it was people who live in a flat who'd lit a very controlled bonfire in a bonfire cage anyway. So I then drafted lots of different messages to post to say, I think maybe we're overreacting a little bit to this situation and we should just go down and talk to them. But then I decided, actually, I'm not going to get sucked into the drama. So I just left the chat. And then apparently my other friend who was in the chat was then like, everyone was like, who's left the chat? So I think now they think that I was the person that started the fire.
Oh, no.
Why did you leave the chat though? Why did you just leave it on mute?
I don't know. I was just so cross. I was just like, come on, guys.
Dave, we've got to go over to Helen's flat and leave some petrol canisters outside the flat. Let's just try and get her in as much trouble as possible.
Wow.
Yeah, there's been so many
Do you
letters.
Know who called the fire, the water brigade?
Oh, yes, I do. Told us on the WhatsApp, I've called
did
the
they?
Fire brigade. Yeah, they said, don't worry, guys, I've sorted it. I've called the fire department, or whatever they're called.
And was then, anybody genuinely angry apart from the one person about the fire?
Yeah, pretty much everybody.
Why? How bad was the fire?
I think everybody's very bored. Mm. And I also think there's already tension in the kind of estate because there's a lot of bikes out and about. We've had sort of several letters through the door from the estate manager, which is people making complaints saying, oh, you shouldn't leave your bike in the whatever, and there's this happening and this happening.
You know what? I feel like everyone's incredibly tense at the moment. Do you know what we should do?
Mm.
Everyone just needs to fuck. And it'll just...
I was not expecting that.
Purge. Just
do
purge.
I have to do that with my neighbours? Because I really don't... how I feel about that.
It's true though, isn't it? There is a sense of tension. Yesterday I was walking through the little gated bit near me where Lizzie Seabove, been on the show before, lives. Mm. And there were some people talking quite loud, but it was like 10:30. It wasn't the end of the world late. And someone was on a balcony above them saying, shut the F up, you effing C's. And I was like, and it was four girls chatting and they were probably, I think they were teenagers, but not like young teenagers. But I thought, it's a bloke on the balcony. I was like, you wouldn't shout that if there were guys down there. It was horrible.
That's awful. And don't you think, particularly young people, because I think that's what was happening out the back, is like they're not allowed in a lot of, obviously like pubs have opened outdoor spaces, but if you're 16, it's a bit, I guess you can meet for a Coke, but it's not the same, is it?
No, it's rubs. Yeah, it's rubbish. It's really rubbish. I think everyone's very tense.
It's so sad. I just want everyone to get along.
Or fuck. Or just fuck.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. I'll join the WhatsApp group again and suggest
the group,
it.
Yeah. Guys, I've had an idea.
After my bonfire thinking time, I've decided, Tom Price says...
Don't
what you
me.
Should do, monks, is order a group of strippers dressed as firemen and invite them round to your estate.
Oh, my gosh, Dave, that is actually... That is actually a very good idea.
Yeah. Is it?
Again, strippers. Very good at breaking the tension. And then the strippers come and everyone can just fuck. It comes back to it.
Firemen, strippers, Wimbledon.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah. I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just lots of pictures.
I can hear you blushing from here.
You just look at porn now com, whilst you do this. Yeah.
All right, Mike, close that tab, actually.
Well, that was good. I enjoyed the fire story. Well done. That's an actual story from our lives, which is they're getting rarer and rarer now, aren't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They really are. They really are.
Tom Price, 14:35 on Thursday, LTN.
Oh, right. So now... So the low traffic network. I live in this low traffic network. We've talked about it before. They have made a load of roads non-pass-throughable. So you can't travel. It basically, because we live in this weird... If you imagine my bit of London... if you imagine London like a clock and... let's not do a clock. Let's do the Trivial Pursuit cheeses, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And basically... The bit I live in is a huge way of getting across from one cheese to the other, if you see what I mean? Rather than going through the sort of actual straight lines, you can go right across. And a lot of traffic does it, a lot. Right past where we live, right past where we walk the kids to school. And they've stopped traffic doing it. You can still cycle, and it's great. It is fantastic. However, when one of those lines on the Trivial Pursuit cheese thing gets blocked, it causes absolute... it is unbelievable, like... Never before seen levels of traffic stuck on the local road. And quite a good friend of mine who lives nearby tweeted against the LTN. I called him a NIMBY, ended up in a massive Twitter argument. Oh, yeah, it's great. Then I realised I had to go to the dump. I'd forgotten this was happening. I had to go to the dump and take a load of stuff that's been on my front porch for the best part of 2 weeks. So it's got nicely rotten. You know, the rotten cardboard vibes. There's an old Hoover, so we've got wet dust that's got a slight, weirdly vomity smell to it.
Lovely.
Yeah. So
I love bringing your kids up in a lovely, healthy environment. Though,
really nice. Yeah, they're all fine. Don't take off the mask. So I had to go to the dump. I loaded up the car, set off to go to the dump, and then proceeded to sit in this traffic for 90 minutes, and got approximately half a mile in 90 minutes.
Wow.
So yeah,
but it was great. It was
me and Beth in the car together, just having a lovely chat, sitting in the dump fog. And so we turned around, came home, and I closed the car, forgot about it, and just, you know, then I went on Twitter and started defending the LTN, which has sort of already ruined my day. I then didn't go back to my car for 4 days. I forgot that was in there. So then on...
Oh, lovely.
On Saturday morning, I had to drive to work. I'd do my radio show. I had to leave at the house at 5 a.m., bleary-eyed, cup of tea in one hand, car keys in the other, get into the car, and it was literally like... climbing into a bin, basically.
Oh no. Well, that's horrible, isn't it?
Really gross. Really gross. And here's the topper. Still there now. Sunday afternoon. Oh. Haven't done anything about it. Don't know what to do about it. Because I'm not unloading the car and putting all that crap back on the porch.
But
I'm basically using my car as a giant bin. So if anyone wants an old Hoover or a broken bread maker, utterly broken bread maker, drop me a tweet. Thanks.
Can you just not get to the dump ever?
You've got to book the dump. This is the thing. So I was like, fine, I'll schlep over at a random moment. But no, you have to book it in advance. And also, you can't cancel it. When you book it, you can't cancel it. We've now done two sessions. We've tried twice to go. And both times we've not made it. And if we book a third, they won't let us go anymore because they think we're just... like working, doing some sort of weird non-domestic kind of thing. So,
Can you fly tip? Could you just throw it into a bush somewhere?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking I might just dump it at the end of the road.
Maybe in a neighbour who you've fallen out with about the LTNs.
That's a great idea.
Put it in their front garden.
That's a great idea. I'll go and dump it on the NIMBY's front garden. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to.
That's stressful, isn't it? The booking system's really ruined a lot of things, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Pubs, dumps, everything.
Yeah.
Talking of car-related stories, I have received not one, but two traffic fucking tickets.
Oh, Dave,
no.
Crip.
Absolute shambles.
R.I.P.
Absolutely livid about them as well. So one of them is a road that I drive down all the time, and apparently I'm not supposed to. But it's one of those fucking roads that has a sort of... I'll take you on the journey, if you will. I'm driving up the main road and I'm turning right onto this road, right?
Well described.
So, yeah, everyone picturing that?
Yeah, it's like listening to live Formula One commentary. And there goes David Crim.
Now, the thing is, on the main road, before I turn right, there is no sign to indicate any of this. The only sign is, you know, imagine I'd done a full 90 degrees. Then there's the sign at the front of the little road, you know? But I've already sort of turned into the road. Anyway, it's one of those signs that says, don't come down here between 3 and 3:45 on a weekday because it's got a school on it.
Mm.
But obviously the schools haven't been open for sod in ages, basically since I've had a car here, so I've never even noticed that. So yeah, absolutely bang to rights, because I was like, in my head I was like, there's no sign there, and I went and looked and there's absolutely a sign there, but I'm just, I can't see it from the road.
Yeah, you can't see it until you're presented with it, by which point it's too late. Also, part of the non-school roads, because we've got those around here as well, is because of emissions. But you've got an electric car.
Yes.
I definitely think you'd have a case to write to the council, send them a picture of that. I did this when I got fined on a Manchester, you know, the trams, and I just took a picture of the very unclear sign and said this was very unclear, and then they let me not pay the fine.
That is my plan.
Say once you were there, it would have been dangerous. When I saw that, by the time I saw the sign having turned right onto that road, it would have been very, very dangerous for me to reverse back onto
the main
road.
I was trying not to run down some children.
I'll send a picture of my child looking scared. use that as evidence. What was the fine situation? Frank discussions about money always welcome on this podcast.
Oh, well, this is a tricky one, actually, Tom. It'll be a situation that you'll be fully aware of. Well, you won't be aware of yet, but you should be aware of, because of the way we hire our cars.
Go on.
Then the company sent me the ticket saying, we've had this, but we've applied for it to be put into your name. So basically, don't do anything now, and it'll probably be fine, and they'll probably just send it you again fresh. So you know all these parking tickets have, like, if you pay it within 14 days, it's half price.
So
I've got to play, like, a risk game of... They basically said, it almost never gets rejected, this transferring it into another name, but if it does, you'll have missed the two-week window and you'll have to pay the full whack type thing.
And has the company that we get our cars through, have they charged an admin fee?
Well, no, I don't know. I'm waiting. This was last week, and I'm waiting for it to come in the post, presumably, like, once they've transferred it through.
Absolute shambles, isn't it? That is tense.
I know. But if it's two full whacks, I'm going to be out £250.
Oh!
That's not nice.
It is not nice. Call the fire brigade.
£250. Oh well, I hope you get have a really good argument with them, Dave.
I reckon I'll get out of one of them. That's my feeling. The other one is a bit less their fault and a bit more mine.
Could you take a time coded picture of you somewhere else at the time they say you were driving the car, and just be like, it must be an optical illusion because I was.
Yeah, wasn't there?
Should we call that Plan B?
What about Plan C? Could you offer to go on a sign awareness course?
Very nice.
Have to sit in a room and be shown signs for an hour.
Because you know they're doing all those speed awareness courses now on Zoom.
Yes,
are
I know.
Well,
it's ridiculous, isn't it? I've never ever done one. I kind of feel like a bit left out. Everybody seems to have done a speed awareness course, but I've never done one.
I've never ever had a speeding ticket. How many, Tom?
I've done four speed awareness courses.
Four?
Yeah, clearly they don't work.
I was going to say,
at some point, don't they just go, well, his awareness is not going to increase now. Let's take him off the roads.
You're only allowed to do a certain number in a certain period of time. However, the different police forces don't talk to each other.
So you're running a sort of national scam.
I'm speeding in different corners of the country. Yeah.
Well, this is also my plan with the tickets, because they're two different boroughs, two different councils. So I'm going to basically send them the same email going, oh, it's my first ticket, please. You know, I'm going to plead innocence to both.
I got papped the other day going really near me. Actually, it was the morning of the going to work when I was driving the bin, and I was doing 23 in a 20. I saw it and I was approaching the camera and I was like, nah, be all right. 23 in a 20 and the camera went off. Oh. What do we think, team? What do we think?
Oh, livid, mate. Yeah, that's ticket, isn't it?
Yeah, that's ticket time, mate. Ticket time.
It's over 10%, isn't it? That's the problem.
I know. But 5 o'clock in the morning, how many children am I running down at 5 o'clock in the morning, guys?
Hopefully not. When are you running them down? Running down children window?
All right. So, listen, we're getting towards the end of our allotted time to the show, because Dave and I have got to go back to complete writing the leak before Helen comes on the actual leak.
Brilliant.
Yes, although I'm slightly concerned with you being a guest on the show that you and I will just drift into this nonsense.
I've been worried about that.
Yeah, a bit more on point for the BBC. Good.
Well, you can listen to it, guys, on BBC Sounds after today. It'll be on there tomorrow morning as the podcast goes
and decide whether we're waffling or...
Yeah, it'd be good to get
the...
some feedback about, you know...
And Dave, you're editing it, so you can really decide this. Dave goes into real producer mode, Helen, with the leak. But can't we do a little Easter egg just just for the Cabin Fever fans on the leak. Could we get a little reference in?
Yeah, I think so. We'll just do it in the introduction. Helen, how's your week been? You know, like you can think of a something.
Well, come on, let's think of a thing now so that our guys will go and listen to it.
What's the running joke and the leak?
Well, it's got to be Helen Monk's eats bread mold. Out of bins.
Yeah, bread bin.
Okay.
No, you can't give away my secrets to the nation.
Yeah,
this is
that's
awful.
True, actually. It's going to be really hard to sneak in a sort of
very weird
joke because it's really fucking odd. Yeah, exactly. How's your mouldy bathroom, Helen?
I used to do continuity for a TV station called Virgin One, and stand-ups do this as well. You go on stage and if you're bored, the other stand-up will say, you have got to get the word France into your set, or whatever, random word.
Yeah.
And I once did this doing live continuity before going into an episode of The Riches with Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver. And my mate Mark texted me saying, can you use the word walnut whip in your introduction? And what Mark didn't realise was that nobody was watching this television station and nobody gave a fuck. So I literally went, now on Virgin One, we're back with The Riches. Here's Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver, walnut whip. And I got this really blank text from Mark. Just going, what did you just do? I just said walnut whip. And here's the best bit. No one gave a fuck. Not a single message. No, my bosses weren't listening. Nobody cares, mate. Nobody cares.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Do you remember the
amazing.
Channel 4 continuity announcer that kept changing The Simpsons?
Oh, that was great. Sim Diddlyimpsons and all
that
stuff.
Did you see that, Helen, years
ago?
No,
I didn't.
This guy called Danny Cowan. It's so good. He just, every time he introduced The Simpsons, he would just change the name of the show, but never reference it. So he'd be like, no, on Channel 4, The Flimpsons. And they got properly mad at one point. He said, no, it's the doodly wop bop bop bimpsons. But it was so, it went on for about a year and a half. It was nuts. It was really good.
It's amazing.
All right. Well, is there a word you want me to? You want us to get in to the leak? Can we think of a word?
Walnut whip, I would have thought.
Walnut whip.
Yeah, walnut whip.
Okay.
I'm going to have to mute myself during that bit. I will not be able to hold it together.
I'm writing it down. We'll do it. All right then. AOB, please.
Naob from me.
No, Naob.
Okay. All the best. Kind regards. Thank you for coming. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin
FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name. I can smell smoke from your garden, Helen.
It was me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.